what we had to eat was my dad would take a sled and go to the mountains, and he would be gone maybe 5-6 weeks. When he came back, he'd have that loaded down with elk and deer and moose. There was no, at that time, there was no limit. You know, they could go and get, that was our winter's meat. And he'd bring it home and cut it up, and wherever he could hang it, he'd hang it and put it away for the winter. And when we needed meat, he'd just go get a piece and thaw it out and cut it up, and that's the way it was. And then in the spring of the year, when it got too warm, my mother would can it. She'd can that meat, all that meat. She canned meat and made cheese. And
well, we'll get to talking about that. That's great. That's part of the, that's a little later on.
Yeah.
Now, what has been, well, your religion and occupation, things like that?
Well, there was no churches here. Mm-hmm. And so they had Sunday school. We had Sunday school. It was just for everybody, you know. And so I never went to church. I'm ashamed to tell you. But I got so discouraged, disgusted at the churches and everything. I said, all they want is money. That's all, you know. And I just don't go for that. I'm willing to pay my share. But when they put up these beautiful churches like the schools, you know, beautiful carpets and all that stuff, I told them when they was doing that, I said, some of these days you guys are going to be sitting out in the sagebrush teaching the kids. It's because, you know, times is getting tough. And it's just about that bad right now.
Yeah, yeah. How is the economy here?
It's bad. There's no work whatsoever. It's just, there just isn't anything.
What do people do?
Well, they just work at everything that they can. See, this is oil and uranium and coal, this country. That's all this country lived on. There's a lot of that. And then when the uranium went out first, well, then the oil went out, you know. They're just not drilling like they did. And when that stuff went out, all there is here is just if there's a dam goes in.
I'd like to ask you a little about your travel outside of the county.
Well, I don't never did much traveling. I never got to Rock Springs. I went with my dad a couple times before I grew up, you know. But I had to go on the lumber wagon and the sled, and that wasn't very good, you know. So, no, I did. I have never done much traveling until, well, when after we got into, see, we farmed to start with. And then my husband and I went to Nebraska and married a man in Nebraska in 1924. And we stayed there 8 years, but not for me. And we got into those hard times, you know. The Depression, the 1930s came, and then we had dry weather, and everything dried up, you know. So I told him, I said, well, I'm going back to Wyoming if I have to walk. And so we just pulled up and came back to Wyoming, and that was 1924, and we've been here ever since.
I see. Now, your father, that was the first generation in the whole valley?
Yeah, my father was first generation.
I see.
And then when I married my husband, we're related to everybody now. There's a lot of them here. That's, you know, they intermarry one after the other. And,
yeah. Could you tell me a little about your mother and your father, their birthplaces, education, occupation?
Well, now the education I can't tell you too much about. But my dad was born in Indiana. And do you know where Vincennes is? Have you heard of that? Vincennes. Well, that's right around through that country, not too far from the capital of Indiana. And my mother was born in Iowa.
Oh,